Thanks for braving the snow. I want to offer a word of encouragement. This past Thursday was the exact midpoint of Lent. And there was something that it very unexpectedly moved me, was the gospel acclamation for that day that the church gives us at the exact midpoint of this Lenten journey is a re-echoing of the words of Scripture that Lent opened with. We were told, even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. So at this midway point of Lent, I want to offer a word of encouragement. Regardless of how your Lent, how you perceive it to have gone so far, whether you're just crushing it, and just victory after victory, or whether it's been just crushing you. Maybe after 1 week, you've already forgotten what exactly your resolutions and the penances that you took on were. I just want to give this encouragement. Take your eyes off of what you're doing and focus them again on what He is doing. Focus on what is Jesus doing in the midst of this. Because with the gravity of our selfishness, we can even in the midst of Lent become very focused on how I'm doing, what I'm doing, the progress I'm making, what it's... Focus on what is Jesus doing in the midst of this. And being able to do that is to be able to begin anew and to be able to refocus again in these last weeks of Lent, because what Jesus does in the midst of these days is He recreates us and He is always at work. Jesus is always at work, whether it's in the midst of the victories or whether it's in the midst, especially in the failures. He's at work and He's doing something in that. Refocus on Him and what He is doing. Because not as man sees, does God see. Man sees only the appearances, but God sees to the heart. So even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart and walk humbly with Him, refocused on what He is doing. The gospel of the man born blind, which the man born blind, he's again and again referred to this throughout the gospel. The man who was born blind, the man who was blind from birth, which is a strange name to be called, and again, he's the man who was born blind. Have you figured out, though, who he is? Who is this man? He's not named. He is you. This man is me. The man born blind, that's us. And that's the state into which we're born. And what is Jesus doing here? Because here we are, we were born blind, meaning we're missing something. And Jesus supplies something that's missing here. He's recreating for this man who is born blind his eyes entirely. His eyes are not just not really working well and they just need a little tweak. What he's doing is he's entirely recreating them. This man does not have eyes. You could leave it at that. And Jesus is taking the mud and he's recreating eyes within him. This gospel is a retelling of Genesis 2, of God's creation of man, when the Lord God took the soil of the earth and he shaped and he formed it into human life. And he gave human life in the beginning his eternal life, and that was lost. And now all of us, when we are born missing something. We do not have God's life within us, and that means we're not able to see as God sees. And so what does he do? He takes and he recreates eyes, but the man cannot see right away. He is sent to the pool, to the water, representing baptism, the place in which we receive the divine life of God. And it's through the grace of baptism that we receive what we're missing. And we're able then to see more and more when we focus our eyes on Jesus. That's an important caveat. We're able to see more and more when we focus our eyes on Him and what He's doing. We're able to see as God sees. So we're not just stuck in this life where all we see is just the appearance of things. Where it's like in, if you know, Plato's cave, where all we see are the shadows and we're moved here and moved there. All we see is appearances. By the grace of God, we're given divine sight. And we're able to see as God Himself sees more and more. And that this is what Jesus is doing here. From the mud to the waters of baptism. And this man, as he progresses through this gospel, at first, there's only partial understanding. Who did this for you? This man named Jesus. Later on, who did it? Who is this Jesus? Well, he's a prophet. He's a good man. He's from God. Till finally, he's able to see with the eyes of God, do you believe in the Son of Man? Show me that I might believe. I am He, Jesus says. And he moves to where he believes and he worships. His vision is fully restored. This, of course, is given quite literally because throughout the church, hundreds and thousands of people throughout the church are preparing for the sacrament of baptism. Here in our parish, there's 7 people who are preparing to be baptized this Easter Vigil. And they themselves receive what this man receives in the gospel. New eyes. The life of God. His very vision. For ourselves, though, those of us with older eyes who have been baptized, for some of us, decades and decades, what exactly is Jesus doing? Because he speaks in this gospel very much as well to us. He's recreating in this gospel, but he's also revealing blindness. He's revealing to the Pharisees their own blindness. How does Lent begin? How did it begin? Because this gospel is a mirror of Genesis 2, but it's also meant to be a mirror of our entire Lenten journey. Down here with the deacon, with the dirt that was here sitting, it wasn't just the dirt that was put upon your forehead. What was done first? The church instructs that we take in with holy water, we bless the ashes. Jesus took the dirt, the earth, and he spat upon it. He breathed his life into it. And we receive this mud. You're welcome, I don't put it in your eyes. Instead, it's put right upon our forehead, this mark of humility. Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. That's how Lent begins, and how does it end? It ends on the holiest night of the year, the pinnacle of the church's liturgy in the Easter Vigil, with light and with water. The vigil begins in complete darkness, blindness, as the man was right before he came to the water and the light that was given. And between the two of those, the ashes that you received and the bursting forth of light and the renewal of water, the renewal of our own baptismal promises, between that, the church instructs us to repent. It's repentance that she gives to us to be renewed in the grace of baptism. Because the eyes that we received, everyone, what sin does among many things is it distorts our vision. so we're not able to see even our own lives as they truly are. And what the church gives to us in the grace of confession is a renewal of that divine vision, so we can see things in truth as they are. I know that for a number of people, in fact, for most, listen, confession is really difficult. It's hard. My mom, she was a convert, and she's been a convert for many years. And even now she says, oh, she gets so nervous, she says. It's hard. And there's something within it in which the difficulty with confession is because at the root of all sin is pride and the humility. And I mean the real humility that it requires is part of the balm of confession. It is hard, but it's the grace of humility that we receive within that, which is the balm that heals. And for some people, I know too, the sacrament of confession is one in which they believed somewhere along the line that I don't need to go to confession. And their hearts have become hardened to it. I want to speak to you as your pastor, as the one who's been entrusted with the care of your souls. Do not remain in spiritual darkness. Do not remain in the spiritual blindness, because that is a path to destruction. And the Lord Jesus does not desire your destruction. What he desires for you is a renewal of your soul. He desires a renewal of the divine vision that he gave you in baptism. Return to me even now, says the Lord, with your whole heart. Come to him with your whole heart, that he might restore and heal first your heart, that his vision might be recast in your own eyes as well. In these last weeks of Lent, everyone, coraggio, which means courage, take faith, because Jesus is doing something now. He is always at work, and he is at work in your soul. Walk with him humbly. Come to him and repent, that he might heal and restore the divine vision that was given to you in that grace of baptism. And that when the Easter vigil comes and the light breaks forth, you might rejoice with him who is born alive.